Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I mean, that's Bob Myers. That is one of the more incredible pieces of audio you will ever hear from a general manager. No one died. Player got hurt. Bob Myers is emotionally blown apart. And what's interesting is the preemptive, everyone feels a need to blame someone, will hear, blame me. He went on the offensive with it. That's someone who's keenly aware of the world we live in. And if you're cynical, you suggest that only a guilty person would take, it's like in a crime series when they sit someone down and before they open their mouth, the guy goes, well, I didn't kill my wife. Well, wait a second. I didn't say you did. No one's blaming you, Bob Myers, but you just blamed yourself. So if you're cynical, you go that route. I'm asking if it's fair to blame anyone in this situation. Hell, you could blame Kevin Durant. Realistically, I have said this to you before. His agent is Rich Kleiman. Rich Kleiman is a New Yorker. He is a New York Knicks super fan. He has gone on record as saying he wants to own the New York Knicks. He worked with Jay-Z. He worked with Roc Nation. That's where the Durant to New York stuff a year ago, I'm saying he's going to be a New York Knick. He easily could have sat down and said, Rich, I could come back, but I got a 10% shot. I'm going to blow my Achilles out. Not doing it. Not doing it. Now, he would have got blamed by who? Max Kellerman? Theorized? Well, this is what, no one knows what's happening. So, you could blame Kevin Durant and go, well, look, you're hurt. You're not 100%. You've got pending free agency. You don't play. I'm not blaming Kevin Durant, but Kevin Durant simply fulfilled everything we want of our athletes. The problem I have is this. If he came back and looked as good as he did last night, or do you mean to tell me the difference between playing and not was 2 days? That he couldn't have played Friday night? He looked 100% last night. We all agree on that? He looked great.
Yeah, he came out firing out of the gate, too.
Came out dancing. He didn't look hobbled. That wasn't Willis Reed. I do think you could at least ask that question. You mean to tell me he looked like that last night, but couldn't look like 90% of that Friday? I'm sorry. I have a hard time believing that. So it's difficult in my mind when I go, okay, I told you the opinion that I was given by someone who works in the NBA on Saturday. You do wonder about, could KD have come back earlier? Did he come back now? Well, then what? Did someone pressure him? Did KD make a rash decision? He's keenly aware of the public, him and his burner accounts. Wouldn't shock me if him and Rich Kleiman have 10 college kids strapped to computers to just operate all the burner accounts. Like a room full of them. It'll look like Pied Piper in Silicon Valley. Everyone will be set up at their own computer station as one of KD's burner accounts. But I'm saying, is it wrong to blame someone here? And I don't know that I can. I'm offering you all the options along the way. And when you hear the Bob Myers audio, I can't help but feel like I'm watching an episode of CSI. Again, I didn't do it. Well, do what? We didn't even say why you're here for questioning. So it's the Bob Myers thing is weird. I mean, KD looking as good as he did. I mean, how about Steve Kerr and all this? How does a guy not play ball for a month and couldn't go Friday night? Mike, what did they play him? 12 of the first 13 minutes?
Yeah, and then he just sat out at the start of the second quarter. end of the first, start of the second.
How do you do it? How do you do it?
It's so many layers to this question.
Well, yeah, there is.
Well, no,
I'm not sure if anyone's listening.
No, we've had some good feedback so far.
I'll be damned, I'm interested in it, so whatever.
I can pick a side here. And I do think I understand the points, but I blame the Warriors in all this. Now, David, don't shake your head, because I'm never going to blame a player for wanting to play. Your team's down 3-1. It's the NBA freaking finals, and you got a guy that goes and wants to play. Yeah, unless I'm in a wheelchair, I'm playing in that game.
What about the Paul Pierce wheelchair?
If I'm cleared or not, I'm playing in that game. Period. So I'm never going to blame Kevin Durant for playing, but when I heard, and I thought to myself yesterday when we were doing the show and I heard that, and I watched Steve Kerr talk before the game and said, nope, Kevin won't be on any minutes restriction. He's just going to go full, you know, he's just going to go play his game. And I thought to myself, what? He's not on any minutes restriction?
You're wrong. Look, I'm tired of sharing a mic. I can't do it right now. You're
That's
wrong.
That's right. You get your own bulbous head.
You blame KD. KD is so worried about what people think and what people are saying. He heard the noise. He heard the voices, and he forced himself to come back and play in that game because he wanted to silence all the noise and all the voices.
He was cleared to play. He was an athlete that wants to play in the finals.
Here's the thing. All he had to do was ask the guy that was on the opposite team what to do, Kawhi Leonard. Kawhi Leonard did what was best for him because of his doctors. Did KD have his doctors look at his injury, or did he let just the team doctors look at
cleared.
His injury?
He was able to play.
He was cleared by the team doctors, but if you have your own doctors look at your injury and tell you what's best for you, you end up like Kawhi Leonard and you sit out because it's best
but here's,
for you.
You can't tell
Excuse
an athlete
me.
Not to play
KD.
In that game. You can't.
Excuse me. Can I just
put him on a minutes restriction?
Okay.
Literally, it's not that tough. He hasn't played since May 8th. Just don't let him go every minute. Put him in there. Have him draw, you know, some attention. Have the Raptors not be able to switch.
Roberto, help me.
Get him
me.
In there as a decoy.
A guy
have him
that
play.
Wants to prove a point isn't want a minutes restriction. He's not going to say no. You know what? I'm fine with it. Put me on a minutes restriction. No, he wants to play. He wants to prove
right.
that he's
And that's
still
why
KD.
He's not to blame for
you
right.
blame
oh
him.
Oh, my God. I can't get a word
of course he wants to play. That's why you can't blame an athlete for wanting to play in the
I'm
finals.
I'm going to answer phones. You're wrong.
Well, okay, now that was really entertaining. My question is, and I'd still like an answer from both of you, but not at the same time. How is a guy cleared to play Monday, but he wasn't cleared to play Friday? And the difference between a minutes restriction or going unencumbered and playing possibly 40 minutes is 2 days. I think there's some credence to what David's saying, based on knowing who Kevin Durant really is. And Bob Myers' reaction, that's unbelievable to me. I mean, Mike,
I separate that, though.
I'm not chastising KD for playing. In fact, I salute it. I question how on earth you couldn't play Friday night. But not only could you play Monday, he looked 100%, played every minute of the first quarter. No minutes restriction. That's going 0-60 real quick.
And you just can't do that. You can't emulate, let alone the NBA Finals. You can't emulate that game speed in practice or anything.
So is someone at fault? Is KD at fault? Are KD's reps at fault?
When you bring up,
is Bob Myers at fault? Steve Kerr? That's why I'm asking this question. 248-539-9797 if you'd like to join. Yes, Mike.
When you bring up the secondary issue with that about not playing Friday, I get that. But that's why my answer would still be the same. Even if he would have played Friday, they still can't. You can't just throw him out there and say, run, go. You haven't played since May 8th.
So
act like nothing's happened.
So you blame who?
Steve Kerr, the Warriors, for not limiting him.
He's picking everybody. Okay.
Well, yeah, if I had to boil it down to one person, it would be Steve Kerr because he ultimately decides the minutes and decides the rotation.
All right, take it easy. We'll get your phone calls coming in. We'll get some ticket texts as well. And something took place last night that a lot of men have to deal with in sports. I will explain it. 245-97-1.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.